Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I love me some blues, especially Texas blues. That just happens to be Billy, Frank, and Dusty bringing us back to ZZ Top, boys. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Very excited about our good buddy, Chad Moutray, being back on the show. Chad is an economist extraordinaire, the chief economist over at the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org, N-A-M.org. Right, Chad?
That's right. That's right.
So check it out, and you can find his Global Manufacturing Economic Update, which we're working off of right now. Chad and I go back a long way, almost 10 years. And Chad, I'd like for you to give us a quick tour of the global manufacturing. In general, I've been hearing that globally the economy's down a little bit, that Europe's down a little bit, China's having its challenges. What does the manufacturing sector say about that?
Well, I'll take it with the glass half full and glass half empty approach here.
Okay.
So I guess the glass half full is that certainly I think in general we've seen a pickup in manufacturing activity both in the U.S. and globally since the beginning of the third quarter. So when you look at the top 10 markets for U.S. manufactured goods, all 10 of them are expanding now. So that doesn't mean that they're expanding robustly. It just means that they're growing a bit, right? Just a few months ago, that wasn't the case. You had, roughly half of them which were still contracting a little bit. And so there has been some modest progress in the global economy. Certainly Europe has begun to stabilize. We had some weakness in China, which was really dragging down much of Asia. Or in the summer months, that started to improve a little bit. And so, in general, you're seeing, very very modest growth globally in terms of the worldwide situation. So that's the positive picture. On the other hand, when you look at Europe in general, Europe grew 0.1% in the third quarter. So it was positive, and that certainly is providing a psychological boost after a pretty severe two-year recession. But 0.1, no one's writing home about 0.1% growth. And growth in 2014 is probably going to be around 1% for Europe. And so
is up, but it's leaning more than straight up, right?
That's right. And so you're still having stronger growth in the north than in the south. France continues to be a problem. Actually, there's a story I think in today's Washington Post about France and the fact that
they abduct their managers over there. They hold their managers hostage over there, for God's sake.
Yeah, they're trying to be more pro-business is what the paper says.
Right.
I don't know how true that is. But certainly, Europe continues to have issues.
My employees wouldn't abduct me, Chad, because they know no one would care.
Moving over to Asia, into China, China's growth was 7.8%. We would love to have 7.8% growth.
Can we believe those numbers, Chad?
Well, you can't. That's another matter. I think certainly the numbers are certainly
questionable. Don't we now know that their numbers are sort of like President Obama's unemployment number percentage, like President Obama's U3 percentage?
I won't go there, but definitely, I think that there. When I talk to a lot of manufacturers who do business in China, they sometimes question the numbers. When you look at like the electricity rates and other types of proxies that they don't always necessarily match up.
Well, yeah, when you look at the big cities over there, I call them Potemkin cities, that they built that nobody lives in. Things like that.
But let's just pretend for a second that we do believe the 7.8%
number. Okay, all right, I'm with you.
It used to be 10% or 11%. There clearly has been a slowing down of growth in China as they started to move their economy from more export-led to, they're trying to consume more domestically. So they are going quite a bit of challenge. We still are doing a lot of business there. Actually, China has been one of the bright spots on the export market this year for U.S. manufactured products. It's not something you're going to hear about in the mainstream media, particularly given that we have such a large deficit with China, but we actually have made double-digit gains in terms of our exports there this year. So
that's huge. Now, that's the big news, isn't it, of your report?
That is the big news. I mean, we've had struggling exports in general in 2013.
They've been killing us.
But China has been a bright spot. So
what do you attribute that to, Chad?
Well, it's a huge market. I think it's a growing market. And
the middle class
they have
is
a demand.
Growing.
The middle class is growing. They have a demand for American products. So I think that's a large part of it. We're certainly trying to make inroads there as much as we can. But again, I mean, we have to, you know, let's be fair. We also have a huge trade deficit with China,
right,
and we're trying to turn that around.
But once again, we don't like the number, but we're starting to like the trend.
That's right. That's right.
You know, we grasp it in small business out here on Main Street, Chad. The last mile of small business, as you know, we grasp at any kind of good news.
Well, I try to be a glass half full kind of guy.
You are. Sometimes it's annoying, but I like it. I'm glad you are, Chad. Go ahead.
Someone's got to be an optimist.
I know. Somebody has to be like that. So go ahead, Pollyanna. Wrap it up for us. Wrap the global report up for us.
Well, I think, you know, as I mentioned, you know, 2% growth in exports last year from the manufacturing side. Hopefully this year is better. I'm hoping that with some strengthening in the global economy, we'll see stronger sales in 2014.
Do you attribute this kind of good news of manufacturing, is this foretelling a better economy going forward?
I think so.
Is manufacturing a leading indicator?
As the manufacturing sector struggled a little bit over the last year, you saw, you know, the broader market struggle, and maybe it's because I am drinking the NAM Kool-Aid here, but I think that once manufacturing starts picking up and seeing much more robust growth, I think you'll see broader strength in the overall macroeconomy. So,
National Association of Manufacturers, Chad Moutre, folks, is their chief economist, and that's NAM.org. We come back, I'm going to get Chad to tell us, we're going to focus on the U.S. manufacturing after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.